Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the second hour. In the last hour, we got into all these mainstream media reports with headlines like detention camps for who exactly? We talked about the civilian inmate labor camp program, new Army document just declassified. We'll get more into the port situation. We'll take your calls. The exploding pandemonium and bedlam going on in Iraq right now, and the suspicions, very suspicious circumstances surrounding the bombing of that particular shrine. We had former CIA high-level analyst Ray McGovern on last Friday saying that the evidence is pointing towards Western government's involvement in that, and we have an article with his quotes up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Our guest for this hour, and perhaps a little bit into the next hour if you can stay with us, is a good friend of mine. I've known him for years, been out to dinner with him, watched his TV show countless times, so I feel like I know him better than I even do. And he's Don Darling, and he was the commander of course, a submarine rescue ship, I believe the Skylark. And he joins us here in studio because he's a member of Veterans for Peace. In the last 5-6 years, he's really gotten involved, having a lot of guests in from around the world in his TV show and talking about the war, talking about what's happening in our country, talking about the deceptive activities of our government. And so he'll be joining us to talk about a host of issues. Don, it's great to have you with us.
Good to be here, Alex. I'm pleased to have the opportunity.
For those who just joined us, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I always see you on TV. You never talk about yourself. I want to start out in this segment and a little bit in the next talking about Don Darling and just the process in your life of awakening. So let's go back to getting into the Navy, why you got in, what you thought you were fighting. You were a Navy diver as well. What developed?
Well, I'd like to go back a little further. I was born in 1930. During the first part of the Depression. I mean, I was 7 months after the stock market crashed in 1929. My parents were 16 years old. They were just 17 when I was born. My grandfather was superintendent of the county poor farm. That's where my folks found employment with my mother's father. My dad was a hired man, and my mother was a hired girl at the county poor farm. And I was the baby there. I lived there till I was 8 years old, so I developed a compassion for poor people, disadvantaged people, people who had fallen into poverty or into difficulty, what we see in our country a lot today. Well, I went on from there, and anyway, when I was 17, I had been kind of discontent because I saw that the playing field wasn't level. So I joined the Navy, and I went to San Diego, tested there, informed that make good scores on this test because it'll make a big difference in your Navy career. I did. I was sent to electronics school, went up through the ranks, made chief petty officer on my first submarine. That's after I served on two aircraft carriers, and then went into the nuclear submarine program. From there, I was promoted out of the nuclear submarine program, promoted to officer candidate school, became an officer, went back to submarines as an officer. I made 13 special operations in submarines while I was in the Navy, two smoke boats, diesel electric, and one nuclear-powered, a Polaris submarine. I was involved. I was a delivery man for Pentagon Pizza. I was the navigator of a Polaris submarine. It was my job to fix the position exactly where we are, because we knew exactly where the targets were. And that's how that all worked. Mutual assured destruction.
Well, we could have you on for a full hour just about becoming a Navy diver and then commanding a rescue a ship for submarines. And I want to spend some time about that. And, you know, you're in there, you're fighting the commies, you're fighting for America, and then, you know, that process of awakening. Because I've one time seen you on TV talk about yourself personally, and I think that's because there's so many good people who make all these sacrifices, jump through all these hoops, and then they say, hey, I'm part of this government. This government can't be bad because I'm not bad. We're going to come back with Don Darling. And it's going to be a very interesting hour, so be sure and stay with us, folks. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we're going to get into the Iraq War, the upcoming attack on Iran, which they're kind of backing off a little bit now. Just a few weeks ago, it was every Democrat and Republican you can imagine. We got to attack, got to hit them, they're going to nuke us any minute. They remove the seals, the nukes. Then they don't seem to mention it's a peaceful reactor that's already been completely inspected with video cameras in it, and it's their right to do it. But continuing, I mean, it's something the University of Texas is allowed to have right here in Austin, a nuclear reactor, but we're all supposed to keep quiet about that, but gotta attack them Iranians. And then now you have this bombing stirring everything up. And again, Ray McGovern last Friday, I said, Ray, who do you think's behind that? And he said, well, Key Bono, who stands to gain? And I said, well, who? And he goes, I'd look at the U.S., England, or the Israelis. And I said, why? He goes, well, we caught those Brits, SAS, Special Air Services, dressed up with fake beards, driving around with little truck bombs and shooting Iraqi policemen, our people, in Basra. Why? Pentagon's own plan. There's multiple plans, P2OG and others. There's an 83 Israeli plan. They say they want balkanization. Do the defense contractors make more money if they're in Iraq a year, 2 years, or if they're there 20 years, 30 years? You see, order out of chaos. But the average person just can't get that. They can't begin to understand that. You know, why can we beat the Vietnamese in 6 weeks, hands down, but we're not allowed to for 10 years? It's about the profit, the war machine. It's hard to get a war started. Once they get one started, they don't want to stop it. In fact, they don't just want to stop the Iraq war. They want to expand it into Iran and Syria and 61 other countries, according to who? Not according to Richard Clark, or not according to O'Neill, not according to, no, according to the PNAC documents. Who wrote those? Dick Cheney and 24 other neocons. Now, I know a lot of stations just joined us, so we're going to recap. Got a really special guest in here for the rest of the hour and some into the next hour, so plenty of time to cover it. And I'm going to bring up some of the topical news and get Don's take on it, because he does a weekly news show and does interviews and brings in a lot of heavy hitters. I really respect him, and I don't watch a lot of TV, but when I'm occasionally watching and I'm flipping through, I always stop on Don Darling. He does a local cable show here in Austin. We'll tell you about some of the websites and organizations you can visit. But I've been watching Don for years, and I knew he'd been in the Navy, but I didn't know that he was a commander of a submarine rescue ship, a Navy diver. I didn't know how he awoke. This is an incredibly patriotic individual, and so many people who are in the military, so many people who are high-level, low-level, whatever, they email me and go, Alex, we know you're good. You were good when you were bashing Bill Clinton, but why are you bashing Bush now? He cares about us. We got to get these evil Arabs. And I'm in the government, so don't say the government's evil, because you're saying I'm evil. Folks, a real man doesn't just go out and beat people up or climb obstacles. A real man or woman has to be able to face evil and have moral courage. In fact, major psychological studies have shown against peer pressure, it takes more courage to say no to the crowd, to say no in Nazi Germany when the Nazis were so popular, than it does to charge a machine gun nest. But if we don't get that courage to go against our pre-programming, it's over. And so I got Don Bennett in here. Don Bennett's another good friend of mine here in Austin. I was just listening to his show. Don Darling in here today because he's such a good man. He's done so much wonderful work, and he's a patriot for this country today as he was years ago. So, Mr. Darling, thank you for coming on with us. And just quickly, run down, you were kind of born into the Grapes of Wrath type situation out at one of the poor farms with your parents working there. You then went and got into the Navy, scored well, was in nuclear submarines and diesel subs. Recapping, we've gotten up to that point. Please continue.
Okay. Well, I was promoted out of the nuclear program to officer candidate school. I became a 90-day wonder from charm school, and then went back to submarines as an officer, and then finally to a nuclear submarine, a Polaris submarine, engaged in mutually assured destruction. But I started seeing that a lot of the stuff that we were doing, I did not see the sense of it. It just didn't feel right to me. Well, I went on from having command of a submarine rescue ship. I served on three submarines and did 13 special operations in submarines. Then commanding officer of the submarine rescue ship Skylark, which, by the way, before I had command of it, was with the USS Thrasher when the Thrasher made her last dive, the one from which she did not surface. My last tour of duty was in the Navy was in Washington, D.C., and I saw things there that I can't even talk about now that turned me off. It is a very difficult thing to be a red, white, and blue commissioned officer or enlisted person in the military forces of the United States and to start to see that something isn't right, that there's a fine line between patriotism and fascism. It is so difficult to make this transition because we are so convinced of the virtuosity and the righteousness of the United States of America. And I understand when I speak out as I am now, why people get offended, because they think I'm talking to them directly. And in a way I am. When I was ready to deliver nuclear weapons on Russian Soviet Union cities, who hired me? It was you folks, the American people who paid my way to do that. Sure, I worked for Carter, and no, it was before Carter, Johnson and those presidents. I'm 75 years old, so if I pause once in a while, I deserve to.
You're doing great. What are you talking about?
Well, anyhow, So I got out of the Navy and I became a chiropractor. But I continued to follow what was going on in the world. And I didn't speak out very much, but I saw a Navy Admiral, Admiral Gene LaRocque, who founded the Center for Defense Information in Washington, speaking out. And finally I had a chance to talk to him, and he gave me the courage to speak out against what I see as bad policies, domestic and foreign, that our government participates in.
Well, we've had a lot of admirals and captains and some of the folks involved with the USS Liberty here on the broadcast. And before you leave us today, don't let me forget to bring up the USS Liberty, because you've also exposed that and worked on that and aired one of the documentaries here locally, Mr. Darling. But continuing, Don, I don't want to just glaze over this. Let's talk about, just personally, because it's interesting, let's talk about how old you were when you had to go back and become a certified Navy diver, which isn't easy. And then what some of your work on the submarine rescue ship as its commander was like.
Okay, well, I was 37 years old. I became a grandfather while I was in diving school. I had to go to diving school and become a Navy diving officer, helium, oxygen, air. I've been to 320 feet on helium, oxygen, 285 feet on air. I know how it is to be there, and did it at an older age, so I was in good shape then. I'm not in good shape now, because later on I was exposed to radiation and overexposed, and had a daughter born with a birth defect, and when I went in the nuclear submarine program. But back to the Skylark, some of the things we did, we were deployed to the Mediterranean when the French submarine Eurydice went down. We got underway and went through the Straits of Gibraltar to go see if we could help those guys, only to learn that they were in water far too deep for our capability to get to. There were other incidents where we were involved in potential submarine losses. A submiss program once, where we were able to find the submarine that had not come in with its daily check report and to get it to surface and validate that it was okay. A lot of exciting things like that, and I really enjoyed having command of a Navy ship. It is a unique opportunity.
Were you in the seas or near the Med when the USS Liberty happened in 67?
No. I came, my Mediterranean deployment on the Skylark was in 1970, and that was 3 years after the Liberty incident.
When I bring that up later, because I want to talk about politics and what's happening currently, before we do that, I want to get the view of what you guys heard at the time. Now we know exactly what happened in hindsight, and people have spoken out, including admirals who took the phone call from LBJ saying, I want that GD boat on the bottom, because they were going to blame it on Egypt. But problem, reaction, solution again. But before we get into that later, I just want to get the view, intelligence-wise, of back at the time, you know, as a commander, captaining a ship, what you guys were hearing about it then in that area. We're about to break, Don, and you know, I didn't do any pre-interview with you. I don't with people. I've just seen so many of your shows, so many of the research you've done, so many things we've talked about personally. I would like to get you to, when we get back, to talk about whatever you like, current politics, what's happening, how you woke up, what you think's wrong. What are some of the things you want to discuss when we get back?
Okay, I'd like to discuss this process of changing from, and how many people have done it, have decided that their military career we're like mercenaries employed to defend the special interest of global corporations instead, and the vital interest of the United States, the few times that they are defined, seem very close to the vital interest of global corporations to me. And I've raised that point before, and I believe it firmly, and I've had support from other military people who believe the same thing.
Well, they wouldn't say that 5 years ago. Now, the darling of the Naval War College, Dr. Barnett, goes on C-SPAN and says, we don't work for America. I've got him on tape. We work for global corporations, and this is a new world order.
Well, I can refer you to a particular guy, Smedley Butler, who was a general in the Marine Corps.
Well, they asked him to carry out a coup, and he said no.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, he comes out and says,
Well, I'll tell you what, stay there. We've got to hear that quote when we get back. Quick break with our guest. He's Don Darling, good friend of mine. And we'll tell you about Veterans for Peace and a lot more when we get back. So stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Later in the shower, we'll open the phones up. If you want to talk to Don Darling, we can do a whole show again just on submarine rescue. So interesting. But, Don, let's kind of start accelerating through because I want to get into DU, what's currently happening with that, with uranium. I want to get into how we work for the global corporations, and those aren't the interests of the American people. And then I want to get into the USS Liberty and a lot more before you leave us today and what you think of the whole Iran-Iraq situation as it develops. But please continue, sir.
Okay. Well, again, it's very difficult to make that transition from a red, white, and blue committed, dedicated, commissioned, or enlisted man in the service of the United States to somebody who speaks out. But we feel it's our patriotic duty to speak out if we see things that are wrong with our country. I'm patriotic to the United States of America, to the Constitution of the United States, and not to George Bush or any of the presidents. This is President's Day. I really kind of almost resent that. I want to talk, too, about campaign medals. During the Napoleonic Wars, Napoleon realized that for little pieces of ribbon and little pieces of metal, he could get people to risk their lives to achieve his goals. And another quote is from Napoleon, "With a handful of ribbons, I can conquer all of Europe." So these ribbons that are so sought after are just come-ons to get us to risk our lives.
It's like buying Long Island for a chest of glass beads.
Yeah.
What about that Smedley Butler quote?
Well, Smedley Butler was a general in the Marine Corps who earned two Congressional Medals of Honor. And he says, "I spent 33 years and 4 months in active service as a member of our country's most agile military force, the Marine Corps." He goes on to say, "During that period, I spent most of my time being a high-class muscle man for big business, for Wall Street, for the bankers. In short, I was a racketeer for capitalism." And I feel that way now, too, and I think a lot of veterans feel that way. Of course, a lot of them are still patriotic. They're still hooked on that patriotism, my country, right or wrong.
Well, last hour, even if the government's saying do something that's actually anti-American, that's supposedly more American to destroy American freedom. Last hour, Don, I talked a lot about the police state, martial law, FEMA camps, and they actually tried to hire Smedley Butler, came on congressional hearings. I have copies of it, and I even have film from it, and said we want to have a coup. We want to basically join Hitler. Of course, the Bushes, as usual, were involved even at that premature time, Prescott Bush, as one of their agents. This is all public. And they actually tried, and that's when he finally woke up. He said, "You want me to overthrow America?"
He did, and it turned out he was a true patriot that spoke out openly.
Well, he had that super courage. See, it took more. This is a 2-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner in World War I, you name it, and then here he is saying, "No, I won't do that." See, he really was a patriot.
There was a prelude to all this. This guy, John Dryden, was an Englishman who was kind of the spokesman for his age. He was a poet laureate in England. And he wrote, in a prophetic insight, he wrote, "Such subtle covenant shall be made till peace itself is war in masquerade." Now, if he were around today, more fully cover the subtle covenants of the present age, he might have added, "Till morality itself is bigotry in masquerade, and till patriotism itself is fascism in masquerade." So we've been fooled. There's a lot of illusion in this world we're in, and it's fabricated illusion to pull us into the objectives of
special. What do you mean by map makers? Break that down for people.
Well, map makers of reality, they are people who write propaganda, for example, and make us believe that something's real that isn't real. Advertisers are map makers of reality, and so are people like Helen Keller, who showed us how to be blind and still to do well and to be a citizen of merit. There are a lot of different map makers, good and bad.
Well, I mean, the human mind's a computer. You can have garbage in and garbage out, or real information in and real information out.
Yes, that's right.
So they really set paradigms, is what you're saying. Most people are thinking inside paradigms, parameters that were already drawn up for them, instead of getting outside of it and saying, "It's what I've been told and given reality."
Yeah. "Such subtle covenants shall be made till peace itself is, till Peace itself is war in masquerade. War masquerading as peace.
I want to talk about Veterans for Peace. I want to talk about the Iran situation and the USS Liberty, DU, and because you've been involved in the nuclear program as well, and we'll also get into Karl Rove and the rest of them. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, your host, and this is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
For liberty.
And liberty.
For their descendants.
For their descendants.
America is America because we have the Bill of Rights, because we have the Constitution. That's what makes us different. We've never been perfect. Now all of that is being erased, and the Attorney General and the President say, oh, because the Constitution says so. Then you go read it, and it's the complete opposite. We are seeing a dictatorship being perfected. And we've had so many congressmen, so many experts, so many former members of the Reagan, Bush Sr., even the current Bush administration, Morgan Reynolds, has come on here, their chief economist for the Department of Labor. We are going into this. There's no debating it. Just a few weeks ago, Bob Barr, who we also had on the show and who agreed with our analysis, got up and gave a speech against the police state and signing over all authority to the president. He was booed off the stage, and Viet Dinh, who'd been the deputy attorney general under Ashcroft, got up and said, no, the president is the law, and they had a standing ovation. I mean, this is the brown shirts. They want the power. They want the control. They smell blood. They think they're going to get it. And they're not conservatives. I'm what you can call a real conservative. I'm pro-Second Amendment. Okay, I want to control our borders. I'm for national sovereignty. And they ain't it. They're not it. And the Democrats are predominantly for this war as well. Some of them more hawkish, like Lieberman and Hillary. That's why we're in so much trouble. The Founding Fathers said we needed a separation of powers, and we don't have that. Mike, Matt, David, Dale, and others, your calls are coming up. You go to the front of the line if you're specifically for our guest, who's Don Darling here joining us today, 1-800-259-9231. Don Darling's a member of Veterans for Peace. I found him to be a great organization full of wonderful people, just a lot of great patriots that care about this country and are fighting hard. He's a host of a local TV show as well, where he has a lot of amazing guests on. We'll tell you about that. He'll be with us some into the next hour, so we have plenty of time to talk. Now, Don, I want to just get your take on the same crew that, in their own documents, we now have the Downing Street and the White House memo, where they said they were going to manufacture evidence, signed by them, that they don't even deny its authenticity. We have them using the exact same propaganda. In fact, there have been news articles where they'll give a speech, and it's exactly the same line for line, just Iraq is changed to Iran, and they're using the same lies for a new country. Give me your take on that.
Well, it is exactly what people that profit from warfare want, and it's amazing to me how addicted to war we are here. I think it's ridiculous to be engaging in wars that take our resources, our economic resources. We have people in the Gulf Coast that are in dire need of those resources now, but we're spending them on war. And another thing we're doing that bothers the heck out of me is we're using war as a worthy challenge for our young people. It's not. Don't we have alternatives we can use to challenge our young people to make them a mature, like a vision quest for the Native Americans and for the various missions that churches and so on have for their young people? We need
you're back to map makers of reality. They tell you to be a man, you've got to go join the military, and there's nothing wrong with that, but then they give them experimental shots, they breathe DU, they use them in wars that are a fraud, and supposedly this is how you become a man.
Well, I think we do need a military, Alex. I think we do, but about a third of what we have now. And because we live in a hostile world. And why is it hostile toward us?
We're in 160-plus countries. If that ain't an empire, I don't know what is.
Well, yes. Why are they hostile toward us? Because our foreign policies and our domestic policies are...
Why doesn't anybody want to attack Canada?
Well, because they are not doing the things that we're doing. They are minding their own business and taking care of their people and helping other countries.
So many Americans think, though, they go, well, I want that oil. I've heard them on talk radio. Yeah, it's about oil. We need it. Don't they know that the same corporations that are raping Iraq are raping the American people? I mean, there's so many folks out there who think they're part of this power structure.
It's amazing to me, too, Alex. I see you on television. Sometimes you almost come to tears, man. You're really you're telling them what they need to hear. You're doing one of the hardest jobs there is to do, telling people what they don't want to hear in ways that they will listen to it. And I congratulate you in that regard. You do that very well.
Don, let's get into some tough subjects. I've interviewed, I don't know, four admirals, including the former chairman, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Moore. I've interviewed the admiral before he died, who took the phone call. I mean, I talked to the admiral who took the phone call when LBJ said, I want that GD ship going to the bottom. I mean, that's a quote. They're bombing it for hours, strafing it, shooting the lifeboats, 30-something dead of 130-something crew, going from memory, correct me if I'm wrong. And all this is happening just to blame it on Egypt. An Israeli pilot's gone public and said, yeah, we knew what we were doing, we were ordered to do it. I mean, that's an example of how cold-blooded, and our own admirals wanted to go save the ship, our own fighter pilots, and then I talked to the second mate and others, who once they got on the ship a day later, the admiral called them in and said he took his his emblems off, and he said, no, it's just you and I talking. He did this with each person, each survivor, including the captain, McGonagall, who won the Congressional Medal of Honor, secretly. They wouldn't even let anybody know he'd gotten it. And they said to him, they said, okay, I've heard what you had to say. If you tell anybody what happened, life in prison or worse, do you understand? And to interview admirals who witnessed all of this, I mean, the ship did nothing. And clearly, and they all agree now, it's clear that our government, the White House, LBJ, it was basically Operation Northwoods is what they're implementing. And the Israelis were going to sink and kill all survivors and blame it on Egypt. Clearly, I mean, that is an example for anybody in the military out there that doesn't understand that you're nothing to these controllers. They've taken the most honorable, most loved country and most loved military. We were the good guys in the past, and we've become evil. And we've got to apologize for that and start rectifying it. I don't want my children to be known as Americans who come from an evil country. I don't want these evil people to use the great history and prowess of this nation. So can you speak to the USS Liberty?
Well, I've interviewed the medical officer of the Liberty who had to deal with 34 people dead and 170-some wounded. He was himself grievously wounded. I've seen his scars. He had to wear a life jacket to keep his intestines in.
So did the captain.
Yeah, well, it, they were walking around in the blood and brains of their shipmates during that thing. Captain, then Lieutenant Richard Kiefer, the medical officer, was on his feet treating people for about, 17, 18, 20-some hours. Long, long time. I asked him how he did that. He said, well, I took a syringe and put a little shot in a morphine in a syringe, and I gave myself microdoses.
Well, and he also said he was so angry was what really did it. He said he wanted to get through it. He was so angry.
Yeah.
Well, so we interviewed him too. Yeah.
Oh, you did too. Yeah. Well, so anyway, he did that, and he walked that fine line between being able to stand the pain and to think clearly in performing the medical duties that he had to do. That was heroic, I thought, and I'm really resentful that our government would do that to people that are there to defend the government, not the government, but the Constitution of the United States. And it was a sellout. I mean, I don't know how we in the military can trust our government when things like that happen.
Well, they do it over and over again. I've been researching Operation Gladio, and I've been researching the NATO option. Funny, in the next room I've got about 4 inches of documents. I'm making a film about it. CIA website, National Archives admits hundreds of bombings our government carried out all over the world to blame it on their political enemies. And their favorite was school buses. They like to blow up school buses of kids because then that would really get people mad. And you're reading this, and you talk about freaking out. I mean, I'll be up here late at night while it's a rainy night and it's cold outside, and I walk outside and I'm crunching around in the gravel, and I'm just thinking, you know, it's this cold feeling of just who's running this government, Don?
Well, they must be criminals. They certainly aren't people that care about the Constitution very much, and they don't have the American people. I get sick when I hear them talk about, well, the American people, this and that. They don't give a damn about the American people, I don't think. I'm resentful of that because I and a lot of us have risked our lives to defend this country. And this isn't the country that we thought we were defending.
Well, Don, they're the patriots, the guys that sit around in offices with their millions of dollars and their mistresses. They're the patriots, they say, who send a ship off to premeditatedly attack it, to blame it on Egypt to start World War III. See, they think it's patriotic what they do.
I don't know how they can think that. I really don't. How can they think that? I mean, what drives people to that level of obtuseness? What is it that makes them go in that direction? I've wondered that a long time, and I've asked some of the guests that I've had on television, what do you think the root cause is of all this? And the best answer I've gotten, unfettered greed.
It is. They're on a power trip, and they rationalize. I mean, I don't know your personal thought processes, but I'm guilty for things I did when I was 12 years old. I'm guilty for things I did when I was 18. I'm guilty for being, you know, rude to a grandmother one time years ago, and, you know, she's dead now. You know, I'm guilty when I'm rude to my wife, and I don't see that as a weakness that I have a conscience or that I feel like I need to warn people and help society. I thought that was normal, but according to these globalists, I'm a weakling. I'm weak because I'm soft.
I don't know how to respond to that, Alex. It's just incredible the conditions that we're under here and how far we've gone from, well, at least from what I thought was our foundations, the foundations on which America is built. Maybe some of the map makers of reality were the writers of our Constitution, a reality that I don't think we've achieved yet. I hope someday we can become the country that we've only pretended to be up to this point.
Did you see that quote in the New York Times attributed to a reporter talking to Karl Rove? And he said, look, you guys say whatever you want, do whatever you want. We control reality. In fact, I believe the quote was, we make the maps. He said, we control reality, and the rest of you are just spectators. I think they've gone loony. I think they're believing their own propaganda.
I think they are, too. How could it not be that way? And what do we do about it? What do we do about it, Alex? That's another question I've had.
I think we get people, frankly, I think things are going to get worse and worse, and we've got to wake people up so as they get worse and worse, people who were in denial will at least later wake up. I found doing this almost 12 years that no one listened to me 12 years ago, and now everybody does because people know deep down something's wrong, Don. Aren't you finding people are more receptive to you?
Yes, I am. I am. Not all. I mean, there's still the folks that have bought into the red, white, and blue, the John Philip Sousa marches and all that stuff about patriotism that turns out to be very close to fascism. If you look in the dictionary, read about patriotism and fascism, you'll see they're not far apart.
Well, patriotism towards the Fuhrer, towards the government, is patriotism to the documents and to a way of life, is Americana. But you're right, that false patriotism you're talking about is truly evil. I want to take some calls, but I want to get into DU. Now, I've had Doug Rocky on, Dr. Doug Rocky. I've read on air, we've posted him the Army Field Manual saying it's deadly poison and radioactive and particulate. Just a small whiff of it, you know, a few thousand particulates, it's going to kill you, or make the rest of your life very, very painful. Massive birth defects. The Fed's own numbers triple the birth defects from the first Gulf War. Now 3 years in, we're getting a quadrupling, and that's in our troops. This is official numbers, even higher with the Iraqis and the Serbs and the Afghanis, and we have 10 proving grounds here in the U.S. Now, the military was only going to use that if the Russians came into Europe and they were going to load the Sabots and the Abrams M1A and different tanks with it. Now they're serving it out to dozens and dozens of different weapons. They've used three times the numbers this go-around in Iraq that they used in 1991. They know it's deadly. I have Atomic Energy Agency documents from 25 years ago saying it's deadly. How does the elite let our troops and the Iraqis breathe this and just say, no, it's not bad for you? I mean, see, it seems like the government was bad 20 years ago. Now it's reaching just insane levels. Generals, I was reading, will move into a base bombarded with it and will just have sand dumped on where the shells impacted, breathing it themselves. The New World Order even goes and breathes it themselves.
Yeah, it's crazy, all right. I've interviewed Doug Rocky, too, and I think he's a good, honorable man and a true patriot who has seen the light about depleted uranium. But he sees it about a lot of other things, too, about the toxic aftermath of our presence most anywhere in the world. Another guy who sees a toxic nature of our foreign policy, of our policies, is Dave Grossman, who wrote On Killing. Do you know about him?
I've heard of him. I mean to interview him.
I do.
Be sure to write me a note before we go. And I don't mean to digress, but going back to you, you're an atomic sailor. I mean, you were on the nuclear sub. You were on the rescue vessel. You talked about having a birth defect with one of your children. I mean, these are real numbers that cannot be debated. I mean, from your own personal experience, you physically and your daughter, I mean, give us your view on it.
Okay. I was a reactor operator at the S1W Nautilus prototype It was a full nuclear power plant, not clear-cooled, but with only one propeller. It wasn't a propeller, it was a water break. So we tested the nuclear power plant of the submarine Nautilus, the first submarine. And I was in end-of-core-life testing of that facility, and I pulled rods on the reactor there, max rate, with only two 120% scram power levels engaged.
Please put it in layman's terms.
Okay. We were checking to see if the thing would melt down. Westinghouse was the...
So they guinea-pigged you. They gave you
they
a test.
They guinea-pigged me, that's right.
They gave you a test. They knew it was going to radiate you.
Well, I don't know how they could not have known. And if it had melted down, they would have blamed me for going in and doing an irrational thing. I took orders to pull those rods, and I saw the power level peak out and the startup rate peak out. These are instruments that tell you the condition of that reactor.
So they just marched you right in there knowing what they were going to do.
Well, they proved that to their satisfaction. It didn't prove anything, really, but the rods did drop, and the reactor did shut down, and it didn't melt down. But it sure irradiated me. And 10 months later, I had a child born with a birth defect, a serious one. Leg ended halfway between the knee and where the ankle should have been. And the Navy didn't pay for, the military didn't pay for getting prosthesis for my daughter. The Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children was recommended to us. And thank God it was there. We went and it took care of the problem. 20-some years later, I had a spinal cord tumor from this radiation. So...
Well, there's another example. I mean, declassified Project Shad, they would just march a young lieutenant in, hit him with nerve gas, and kill him and dissect him. How do they do this? Just march into that reactor, darling, and pull those rods. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Is another off tonight, and he's been a combat journalist photographer forever. He was a combat medic in Vietnam, and he's just been in New Orleans lately, and a lot of the pictures you've seen in the national media of Mr. Whittington he took, he's going to be in here in studio with us in the next hour, and Don Darling has decided to ride shotgun with us as well. Before I go to Mike and Matt and David and others that are holding, I want to just briefly encourage all of you to go to InfoWars.com and to get my new film, Martial Law, that really shows who carried out 9/11. Without a shadow of a doubt, we show that it was a military-industrial complex op. Bottom line, we have the documents, the evidence, all of it. And we also, in that film, show the latest police state developments, the Bush-Nazi connection. It's a three-hour film, $24.95. My new film, The Order of Death, is already out. And when you get that DVD, the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove comes free on the DVD. So two films, the price of one. We have Tex Mar's new film, Codex Magica, and his new documentaries, his new book. So much more at InfoWars.com. Go visit the video and bookstore there online. A lot of big discounts. Take advantage of that. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Every week we have guests in studio. We videotape it. We don't just put it on the local TV show. We put it on the website for members. We also have my weekly TV show there for members. We have all 14 of my films. A bunch of other films, like Dylan Avery's Loose Change, second edition on 9/11. Excellent film. It's there. My book, Paul Watson's book, all these e-books, all my best audio interviews, special text reports for members. It's 15 cents a day. Monthly subscriptions, $5.95. If you get a yearly subscription, it's 3 months free. So go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Don, you ready to take some calls?
You bet.
All right, let's talk to Mike in New York. Mike, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Don Darling.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Don. First, Don, thank you for your service and everything you've contributed from your life to serve our country. And it's very sad when you learn the real truth that all the service guys basically have been used, because all the wars are prefabbed. We all know that. But I want to thank you. I'll pray for you to God bless you and everyone that you love. Now, Alex, you know, getting back to the port scenario, I was talking with Mark Levin at WABC the other day, a phony conservative, just like you're nailing him, and, you know, he says basically that, you know, he's not a protectionist, that anybody complaining is a protectionist, and he's a capitalist. So, of course, we know that the conservatives are totally phony. If Clinton was president and all this activity was occurring on his watch, the Republicans would be up in arms.
Well, that's my point. When Bill Clinton was doing this exact same thing with the Chi-Coms, I was decrying it. I'm decrying it now. But Don Darling would like to comment on your statement. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I just want to thank you for holding, Michael. And I'm glad to hear comments like yours. That's what keeps us going. Thanks.
Oh, also plug Veterans for Peace that you're a member of.
Oh yes, Veterans for Peace has. If you're not a veteran, we have associate memberships, and we'd be glad to have anyone who shares our views and works to end nuclear warfare and bring peace to the world. Check that out if you're interested, Mike.
And that's veteransforpeace.org, I believe.
Yes, that's right.
VeteransForPeace.org. We have a big fat link to it on InfoWars. Mike, in the closing seconds, anything else?
Yes, definitely. Don, thank you, Don. And Alex, keep us up to speed with the Supreme Court ruling of Texas on the property tax issue, because that is such big news. And we got to see that start a grassroots fire.
Yeah, for those that don't know, about 6 months ago, the Texas Supreme Court ruled it was unconstitutional, but you haven't heard anything about it. Meanwhile, the federal Supreme Court's ruling, if private interests want your land, they take it. And the big dirty secret is they're not giving people just compensation. That's the New London, Connecticut situation. Thank you, Mike. We're going to come back, talk to Matt, David, and Dale as quickly as possible with our guest, Don Darling. Then we'll be joined in studio by combat journalist, combat documentary photographer, Alan Poe. You don't want to miss this.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.